A move today by the Supreme Court could have big implications for abortion access in Arkansas. The court rejected a challenge from Planned Parenthood to a controversial Arkansas law that restricts access to abortions induced by medication. Today's decision paves the way for the law to go into effect in July, and it is a blow to abortion rights advocates. Joining us with more on this is Emily Bazelon, staff writer at the New York Times Magazine and a fellow at Yale Law School. Emily, first tell us about this Arkansas law and how it ended up in court.
This is a law that concerns medication abortion. So we're talking about women being able to use pills to induce an abortion in the first trimester. And it's a law enacted in 2015 that requires healthcare providers that do the procedure to contract with a doctor who has admitting privileges at a hospital in Arkansas. And if that sounds kind of confusing, it is. It's the kind of red tape that's designed to prevent medication abortions from taking place. And that's what the women who brought this lawsuit are complaining about.
And the Supreme Court decided not to take up this case. So what does that mean for access to abortion in Arkansas?
Well, Arkansas has three abortion clinics and two of them offer medication abortions. And so this ruling, if it goes into effect, is going to cause those two clinics to close, leaving women in Arkansas with only one clinic in the state and a long drive. We're talking, you know, 300 or 400 mile drive to get abortions, depending on where they live. And only surgical abortions will be available in Arkansas. A lot of women prefer taking these pills as opposed to having a surgical procedure.
Does it give us a better sense of where the Supreme Court stands on abortion right now?
You know, it's kind of confusing. A couple years ago, the Supreme Court struck down a similar law in Texas. And at that point, the court said, look, you know, we don't allow laws to create what's called an undue burden on the constitutional right to abortion. And Texas had a law that did a lot of wrapping abortion in red tape as well. And the court said, we don't see any real health benefit to women here. We see the state kind of cynically trying to prevent abortions from occurring and from prevent women from accessing this right. And so by leaving in place this Arkansas law, the court is signaling to other judges around the country, hey, maybe we didn't really mean it the first time around. You can just kind of try to push a lot here and give states more more leeway to enact these laws than the earlier decision would seem to allow for.
Just briefly, a separate case today, the court ruled 8-1 that police cannot search the area around a private home without a warrant. What was this about?
This is a case in which the police saw a photograph on Facebook of a motorcycle they thought was stolen, and it was parked in a driveway. So they went to the guy's house. They picked up the tarp that was covering the motorcycle. It looked like the photo on Facebook. They arrested the person who owned the house. And the question here is whether the police could do this kind of search without a warrant, because it was in the proximity of someone's house, in the driveway. That's an area where usually you have a protection against a warrantless search under the Fourth Amendment. So that was what was at issue here.
And by the way, in this case, Ferris Bueller's Day Off came up.
Yes, it did. One of the ways in which the lawyers, the civil rights advocates, were trying to argue that the cops went too far was invoking that amazing image from the movie. Do you remember? There's a Ferrari
right,
glass
in the garage.
Right. Exactly. And so the lawyers were saying, look, the police should have to get a warrant to search that kind of a structure. Yeah. And that's why we were talking about Ferris Bueller.
It's Emily Bazelon. Emily, thank you.
Thanks for having me.